All right, everyone, it's that time again. It's time for Lust Academy. Let's get started. Grim, you're awake. This is wonderful, Grim. We were all so worried. The thought of losing you made me feel like I didn't have any purpose. But it's okay now. Everything's fine, right? What happened to you? Don't you ever scare me like that again. Thank you, Sam. Seriously, it means a lot to me to know how much you care. But I don't even know what to tell you. I guess I've been working out too much. And I needed to get some sleep. Actually, I might go back to sleep now. Sleep again? You've been sleeping all day. We asked all the teachers for help. The headmaster sent for a nurse. No one knew what was wrong with you. I told you I'm just tired. Can we talk about this tomorrow? Okay. But promise me you'll wake up tomorrow morning. You have my word. Good night, Grim. Good night, Samantha. It pains me to lie to Samantha about what happened, but until I can figure it out myself, I don't want to put her in any danger. I forgot how nice it is to start the day full of energy. Ever since Leona and I stopped the nightmares, I sleep like a baby. Who's that? Maybe Haley has something she wants to discuss? Who's there? Hello? No answer, huh? That's strange. Maybe it's the wrong door, some kind of prank. I'll go look. I don't hear any noise at the door. Weird. Who knocked? What did they want? I don't know. What's this? A note. Is it for me? Maybe they slipped it under the door. Intriguing. Maybe it's a declaration of love from some shy girl. Let's see. Mr. Grimm, I'm impressed with the progress you've made. Of course, considering who your parents were, I'd expect nothing less. My parents, what does that mean? I'm glad the shadow dragon I placed on you failed. Placed on me? What the? I'm sorry for the extreme measures I took to test you, but to be blunt, there isn't enough time for you to reach your potential by normal means. So I decided to help. I'm sure your mind is racing with questions, and if you want answers, I expect to see you by 1 a.m. at Cordale Hall. Stand near the sun mosaic. Come alone. If not, you'll force my hand, and I will remove your friends. You can't trust anyone. I don't understand. What kind of nonsense is this? How could anyone here know anything about my parents? And why would they send that shadow dragon after me? Why does this note scare me? I have shivers running down my spine. I need to think about my next step. I need some advice, but who can I trust with this? Haley, Samantha, Naomi, and there's Lily. Is it Lily? No. Haley, right? So nice and peaceful here. Let's try that. I'm glad you invited me out for a walk in the garden. I'm happy too. My troubles just melt away when I'm with you. I could just fall asleep here. Fall asleep. Were you up all night reading again? I couldn't stop. The history of the Academy in Cordoba is so interesting. Her feet are so soft and pleasant to touch. It's hard to concentrate on anything else. Wait, did you say Cordoba? I thought the Academy was named Cordale. I wasn't reading about our academy. I was reading about the one where the founders of Cordale went to school. That's it. Okay, why am I... I bet you're bored of hearing that. Ha, you know me too well. But I'm really interested in hearing about it. Certainly more interesting than if I had to read about it. Come on, Grim, you didn't ask me out for a history lecture. What did you want to talk about? Yeah, alright. I need your advice. Sure. Anything. I don't know if I can tell you everything. It might not be safe for you. What are you talking about, Grim? Unsafe? What's happened? You can tell me. Come on, what's going on? You can trust me. Remember that time I slept all day? It's hard to forget. We were worried. Well, there's an explanation. It wasn't an ordinary dream. Someone attached a shadow dragon on me. It haunts people in their dreams. A shadow dragon? Are you sure? I think I've read about them. It's very serious magic. Are you sure? Of course I'm sure. I couldn't stop thinking about it. and now someone's messing with me. Left a note under my door this morning. Claiming they're testing me for something I wants to meet. One-on-one. Sounds suspicious. I know, but they claim to have known my parents. I'm scared, but I have to go. Wouldn't you? Honestly, it would scare me too. But I have faith that you'll be fine. You're very talented and a strong wizard. And you handle stressful situations better than anyone I know. If it wasn't for you, I don't know what I would have done in the library. I trust you with my life without a second thought. You really think so? Yes. Come here. It's impossible to be sad in her arms. After hearing her words, I feel full of confidence. Haley is right. I can handle whatever's waiting for me. The wind's picking up and it's getting a little cold. Do you mind if we head back? I can't shake the thought that the statues are staring at me. I mean, I can understand them. Stupid. Alright, let's go. Thank you. I needed this. Always happy to help. I can't believe I made up my mind after all. I think my knees are shaking. Get it together, Grim. There's nothing to be afraid of. If it's a prank, it's not funny, but I don't think it's dangerous. If it's true, why would they hurt me? Judging from the note, they're preparing me for something. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, so... Where are they? I understand the mysterious angle, but why forget punctuality? Waiting for me? What the? Who the hell is that? What's the outfit? Do you have to sneak up behind me? So what's next? I'm here. Care to explain what this means? Not here. Follow me. What's the meaning of this? Where are you taking me? Hey, the note said I'd get answers. So are you answering with silence? Not here. Damn, I don't like that, but what do I do? I wonder where he's taking me. I've never been above the first floor before. Freshmen aren't allowed on this floor, you know. If someone sees me here, I'll be in trouble. Hey, I'm talking to you. He's clearly not much of a talker. We're here. I hope there's no torture room behind this door. It'd be strange if the Academy had a torture room. Yeah, too cozy for a torture chamber. I think this is someone's bedroom. One of our teachers? Where did you take me? Someplace safe. That's not an answer. Would you stop being so cryptic? I want to know why I'm here. Patience. You'll get your answers soon enough. But be warned. Those answers will only lead to more questions. Have a seat. What a cozy and comfortable chair. What is it he wants to tell me? I don't like people talking riddles. What the? I recognize that hair. Could it be? No! He takes off his mask. There's no point in guessing. I'll see for myself. How long can you drag it out? Come on! It's been a long time since I wanted to look at someone's face. Jacob! Of course, I knew it was him. I knew it was him! I didn't believe it was you until the end. I don't understand. Heh, that's not the reaction I expected. Let me explain it to you, Grim. Grim? How strange to hear him say something other than Mr. Grim. I'm listening. So, where to start? Again, sorry about all the mystery. There are eyes and ears everywhere. I have to proceed cautiously. I don't know what you mean yet. The people who killed your parents are watching us. What? The people who killed my parents? You're confused. My mother died in childbirth, and I don't know anything about my father. Your parents were wizards, Grim. Very talented wizards. You're a wizardary! They both taught here at Cordale. They were my closest friends, best friends, until Arthur killed them. Arthur? What do you mean? This is nonsense! Ah, if only. Arthur is not who he claims to be. He serves dark forces. He has dedicated his life to freeing a great evil. Your mother discovered the truth by accidentally reading his mind. We tried sealing his power to stop him, but he was too strong. We managed to interrupt him before he opened the gates of the dark dimension, but... In his rage, he killed your father with his bare hands. Then he cursed your mother, leaving her to die a slow, painful death. She was 9 months pregnant. I would have died alongside them if I hadn't been in disguise. I was able to complete the ritual and seal some of its power, but no matter how hard I tried to save your mother, I could only delay the curse. I was able to save their child, you. But Arthur never gave up his mission. Even weakened and deprived of some of his powers, he waited, feeding on the energy of his disciples. And soon, very soon, he will once again try and unleash the darkness. That is, if we don't put a stop to him. We? I still can't wrap my head around all this information. How do I know you're telling the truth? You do realize this is hard to accept without proof, right? You have your mother's eyes. Has anyone ever told you that? Don't avoid the question. I understand it's hard for you, but we don't have time for this. Otherwise, I would never have put Liana's child in danger by sending that phantom. Instead of giving me a reason to trust you, you chose to remind me why I shouldn't? Why would anyone in their right mind send monsters like that to people? We're running out of time, so I had no choice. You needed to be tested. I couldn't forgive myself if their son died fighting Arthur. If you couldn't defeat the Shadow Dragon, you certainly wouldn't succeed here. Besides, I knew Leona wouldn't let you get hurt. You know about Leona? Of course I do. I sent you to the Founders. I sent you to the Founders, into those woods. But why? We need her. I believe she couldn't refuse Leona and Richard's son. After all, they were from Leonhart too. Let's say I believe you. What do you want me to do exactly? Fight Arthur? That would only lead to your imminent death, foolish boy. No, but you will help safeguard this world once and for all. How? What do I have to do? Summon Leona and ask her for the Lion Seal Scroll. That's our only hope to seal away all this power. You can tell no one of this conversation, no matter the circumstance. Even Leona, she doesn't need to know why you want the scroll. Why? Did you learn nothing from the Shadow Dragon? Appearances can be deceiving. Trust no one, do you hear me? Arthur's had 18 years to prepare for this. He has spies everywhere. We can't risk it. Do you understand me? I hear you, sir. Then go. Get out of here as fast as you can. We've attracted enough attention with this meeting. When you get the scroll, find me in the hall. I promise, once the threat is dealt with, we'll have a normal conversation. I have so much to tell you about your parents. Now go! I can't believe it. Is any of this true? That sounds crazy, but why would Jacob lie to me? I'll play along for now. We'll see where this road leads. Okay, so what was it she said? All you have to do is touch the lion. Wrong page. There's some kind of Trinity ritual. It's hard to imagine how much knowledge resides in this book. I think Haley would be interested in reading it. Here is the right page. Is that all I had to do? Something's wrong. Nothing's happening. Wait, I feel something. I got it. Ah, so it's nice to feel the air touch my skin. Grim, thank you for summoning me. Don't be shy. I'm dressed. Turn around. Why would I be shy after everything we've shared? I'm just kidding. So why do you need me? I don't have much time, so I'll cut to the chase. I need the scroll of the Lion Seal. I know you can help with that. The Lion Seal scroll? Why would you need it? It's a very powerful artifact. Are you sure you're not confused? I'm sure I need it. As soon as possible. Do you have any idea how much power it holds? It's not a toy, especially for the inexperienced. I can't give it to you. Please, Leona. I understand, but I really need that scroll. It's a matter of life and death. I don't understand. A matter of life and death? Can you at least tell me why you want it? No, I can't tell you anything. Not right now. You want me to retrieve one of the most powerful artifacts, and you're not prepared to explain anything? Yeah, haha. I'm your chosen one. Trust me. Well, you're right about one thing. I promise to support you in everything. I'll get the scroll, but I need time. Promise me, while I'm looking for it, you'll rethink whatever it is you're planning. Using that scroll is dangerous. I'm not kidding. I promise I'll be careful. When can you bring it back? I don't know. I made sure it'd be hard to get, even for me. I need a week at least. I'll come to you myself once I have it. I'll see you later. Yeah, see you later. Oh, and thank you. Well, that was an interesting situation. That was an interesting set of events. You know, this game only lasts 6 hours. That's literally the playtime for it. I thought it was longer than that, but that's why there's a part two. So, we'll play them both, but yeah, 6 hours, we're probably already halfway into probably almost done with it. Yeah, I was surprised it was only 6 hours. I thought it was going to be a lot longer, but the second one appears to be much, much longer, so I don't know. But at any rate, oh, by the way, you have to do all the Dale stuff. which means you have to win every time. If you don't win and don't go to Dale, you miss out on a really important second part of the game, they say. So every time you get to go to Dale, you need to go to Dale. That's one thing I was told. Alright, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I guess I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy. Stay tuned.